We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
All right, welcome back. Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, Team980.com, Radio.com app. And a little information coming out from Steeler Land, but I'm going to save that for a little bit because we're taking some phone calls on the possibility of Deshaun Watson and coming here, and people have different thoughts about it. Let's go to Odenton and check out Gary. What's up, Gary? How you doing, man?
Yeah, hey, what's up, B. Mitch?
What's happening?
Hey, first of all, I would love to see Deshaun Watson come here, and I would love to be able to watch him for the next 10 years. But I'm thinking that if I'm Deshaun Watson, why would I want to come here? If I'm just looking at recent history, Kirk Cousins, the first-round draft pick that they had this year that they just cut, it seems like he's leaving an organization because it was mismanaged and he doesn't want to be there anymore. So I'm trying to the Washington Football Club has been mismanaged.
It was mismanaged in
and
the
I'm
past.
I'm just trying to get a feel for why he didn't want to come here.
Because he was at a team where they let his best receiver go. Then he had a GM and an owner tell him that we're going to involve you in decisions, and then they didn't. And now you got a guy here in Ron Rivera who I think has changed up things over the last year and 3 months has been totally different. So eventually I think everyone has to get to a point where you can't judge everybody based off of what Bruce Allen did, what Jay Gruden did, and how things were handled before. You got to judge it based off of what's going on now. And I think at this point, things seem a little different. Washington made the playoffs last year. Whether they were 7-9 or not, they made the playoffs. They seem to have a stable coach. They're hiring people who are very, very capable of doing their jobs in the GM positions. That's better than what Houston is showing you right now.
That's right. And listen, they won a weak division, and I'm happy for them. But, we're talking about 20 years of mismanagement versus 1 year where they're trying to find a sweet spot.
But the thing about it, but the whole thing, it doesn't make a difference about 20 years.
But if I hope he does come, but if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm looking for a better situation.
So tell me the best situation. New York is New York a better situation? The Jets?
No.
Okay, so where else?
Comparing the way organizations are run, Washington Football Club has a lot in common with the Jets.
That's fine, but you got to go places that are looking for quarterbacks and have a chance. And sometimes you got to take the best of the worst, whatever it is.
Okay.
But I believe that this football team is no longer what it was. It's moving in a different direction. Are you a Washington Football Team fan?
I am not specifically a Washington fan.
So we can't hear what you're talking about then, Jet.
No,
Gary, you can't tell us. You probably cheer for the teams that we want to whip, and you don't want us to get him.
I work in D.C., and when the Washington Football Club wins, people are happier.
But who do you cheer for?
It makes me happy.
Who's your team?
B. Mitch, I've lived in New York.
Who's your team?
I see the way owners treat these cities. I just watch the game.
Hey, that's not true. Who's your team?
You asked me a direct question and I gave you a direct answer.
No, you didn't.
I like to watch good games.
Okay.
Who wins doesn't matter to me.
All right, then. Well, if we get Deshaun Watson, we're going to do our thing. It won't be like it used to be, and we'll see what happens. Take care of yourself. Couldn't give me who his team was. I need to know who the hell your team is. When a person don't answer, it's either one or two people. He cheers for that ugly star or somebody else that we go against.
I love how you asked him, like, what's your team? And he doesn't even give you an answer. And then you tell him, you're not giving me a direct answer. And he's like, yeah, I am. Like, we don't even know what team. How hard is that?
Hey, I'm with it. Let's go to Suitland. Kevin, what's up, man? How you doing?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you feel, man?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
good. No doubt who my team is, Washington football team from birth until now, so it's no question. But if we can get Deshaun Watson, and I say we can get Deshaun Watson without giving up too much. And the price tag I always felt was too high since they started talking about, you know, 2-3 ones and 2-3 twos, and then they talking about Allen and no. If we can swing that some way where we don't disrupt the core of this team, I say go for it. I've loved Deshaun Watson since he was at Clemson. And I told my buddy, Professor Lucky, I said, man, the boy's bad. He said he's not ready. I said, the boy is bad when he came out of college, and he still is bad. He took a bad team and had those type of numbers this year. It's no doubt in my mind what he could do here with Scary Terry, with Cam Sims, with Logan Thomas, Ant Gibson out the backfield. Man, that is crazy. I got us winning 12-13 games with him at quarterback. Mm.
I like it. Appreciate your call, brother.
No problem, bro.
All right, Kev. Thank you, man. All right, let's go to Oklahoma. Check out my man, John. What's up, John?
Hey, B-Mitch. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Hey, you know you got a friend in Oklahoma, like you say, buddy. I promise you that. I'm sure you got more than one, but you definitely got one out here. Listen, I mean, I'd love to get Deshaun Jackson, but I just hope we don't tear down our biggest strength of our team right now, that defensive line. But I'd be willing to trade some picks and stuff like that. But I just cannot see chipping away at our greatest asset right now. You know, we traded up to get Sweat, and he's a first-rounder too, you know. Yeah. And he's definitely a freak of nature. He's going to only get better and better and better. And, you know, if they can get him some other way, I'm for it. And, you know, I understand what you said. If it makes the team better, you know, then go for it. And but I just don't want to chip away at the strength. You know, we got them number ones up there, and they're producing those number ones on that front line, that D-line. So, you know, if they can figure out another way, I'm all for it, man. I really am. Because, you know, he definitely an all-out player, you know, Deshaun Jackson. But and the fact that he did say he wanted to be here, is that right, B?
Well, now I'm saying if he were to come here, he has a no-trade clause where he would have to sign off on it. So if he were to come here, that'd mean he wanted to be here.
Okay, I see. Yeah, if he definitely wants to be there, that's the kind of players I want, too. So, man, that's all I got today, man. I just don't want him knocking, you know, messing with our D-line right now, man.
All right, John. Appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate it. Okay, you too, buddy. Take care.
All right, Jamal in D.C., what you got for me, brother?
B. Mitch, what's happening, man?
I'm chilling, man.
Man, first of all, that caller, the dude who wouldn't answer your question, like, oh, I root for the team. I don't like the team. Like, I don't know what the – maybe it's happy hour where he at. You know what I'm saying? He done had a few.
5 o'clock somewhere.
He's feeling himself. But yeah, I don't even understand what that was about. But anyway, I've listened to the likes of you, B. Mitch, and to Doc Walker too much, and I feel like I'm educated because of it. And one thing I do know is I don't want to see us tear the team down to get Watson. But with that being said, this is an opportunity. There's an exception to every rule. This guy's only 25 years old, okay? To everybody. Okay, so I need people to realize that. He's younger than what Drew Brees was when he went to the Saints. He's younger than what Peyton Manning was when he went to the Broncos. And both of those franchises got Super Bowls out of that, okay? So I think that this team is in position to where we are a quarterback away. I honestly believe that. And if you can get a guy like Deshaun to come here without giving up too much. I mean, by too much, I pretty much mean Young, McLaurin, Gibson, maybe Sweat, you know what I'm saying, and a few other people. But like, it's not too many. That's pretty much it. I would give them 4 to 5 draft picks. I really would, because in my mind, if I'm giving up 4 or 5 first rounders to get Deshaun, those second round picks, because you picking late, they're going to be low first round picks, because Deshaun is going to lead us to the playoffs. And at this point, long as it ain't a third round pick, because that seemed to be the round we knocking out the park anyway, long as it ain't too many of those, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think, B-Mitch. Go ahead and get rid of those first ones. If you can get Deshaun and bring a guy here, he will instantly be the best quarterback in the division. You got to do that, and this team will be competing for 7 to 10 years. I guarantee it, B-Mitch. Thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate you, man. All right, and a little breaking news. Patrick Mahomes had limited participation in our practice today, but he's still under the concussion protocol. But once you start getting that limited participation, I always think the other stuff is going to come along. So he had limited participation. We'll see how it goes. But they got think they're going to need Patrick out there to get things done. Also, some breaking news that is popping up, and we'll probably take some calls on that a little bit later on. We were wondering where Dwayne Haskins would end up. Well, it's official now. Dwayne Haskins just signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know what anybody think, but I think it's a great place for him. You got Ben as a quarterback. You have Tomlin as a coach. You have a bunch of veteran leadership on that squad where he's going to have to learn or get dropped off. But I think that's a good situation for him. Let's get one more. Get Bill in D.C. What's up, Bill? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing, B. Mitch? And to be quite honest with you, you must be in a pretty good mood today.
I'm always in a good mood.
I mean, a couple of calls ago, you got a call and he wouldn't even tell you your team. I mean,
sometimes you got to let him talk. Let him talk. You know, I didn't want to just go crazy. Like, it's too close to the weekend for me to get like that. I want to keep my stress level down.
So what I think is that actually I'm a my full disclosure, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
But if you could make that trade, that's scary. That's scary. That would be a great trade. And just like other calls said, you know, I guess you don't want to give them a whole lot on defense and whatever else, but that would be a good trade. It's exciting for the division. I mean, because you know Dak coming back, and if you had Deshaun in the division, and I mean, I like the battles. I like the battles, and that would be a great battle. But like you said, probably not going to happen. But that would be a great trade.
All right, man. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right, brother. Let's take a break. When we get back, we're going to continue on with these phone calls, and we're going to throw the Dwayne Haskins stuff in there. Signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers today. Good move, bad move, your thoughts? We'll find out. I mean, some people, you and a person played here once. We're going to follow them the rest of their career to just see what happens. But I think this could be a good move for him, but he's going to have to be willing to listen and pay attention. This is the Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app. We'll be back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the Radio.com app.
The Daily Sports Line is brought to you by DC Lottery's new sports book, Gambit DC. Download today at gambetdc.com and access spreads, money line, over and under, and live in-game betting all at your fingertips. It's sports, only better. I just want to read this real quick because I have a text read, and they sometimes give me funny stuff. And we had one guy who was basically a little pissed off at smartphones. He said, man, smartphones suck. Words to remember. And this was the response from my buddy, Mr. Mark Winbush. He said, be mindful, some smartphones come straight out of the box with defective users. So the smartphone may suck because the user doesn't know how to damn well use it. That's what the situation may be. Let me also make sure I say something in a proper manner because I don't want anybody to come back. Dwayne Haskins came to agreement with the Steelers. Didn't sign, but I would say, why wouldn't he? I'm going to say he probably will be signing, but he has come to agreement. And I'm also give this. I'm going to admit this. The first person to tell me that Dwayne Haskins, the best place for him to go would be the Steelers. And sit behind Ben, learn, and you got weapons all over the place, was Big Tony. And I would say that probably was on a day when he did not have a 40. And that's when he's intelligent. Well, not intelligent. Less crazy than what he normally is. Let's just say it like that. But I'm going to give him credit. But Tony was the first person and the only person I heard actually say it. So you got that credit, brother. This is Thursday. I don't want to hear from you today because this is your 40 time, and I think you will be saying some silly stuff. But let's get right back to the phone lines, 301-230-0980. And let's go to my man in D.C., Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, B-Mitch, what's going on, player? How you doing?
I'm chilling, brother. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just like every other caller, man. I would not touch Chase or Montez, and the rest I think is up to, you know. I mean, if we could get him for some, you know, first couple of first round picks, not giving up the whole like three, four, a first round pick, just maybe one or two, and you know, this year first. I mean, we got the 19, so you know, add up a couple of other players on there, and you know, if that works. But that's, you know, that's a slim chance him coming to DC. So I don't know, but as far as this, you know, Dwayne, I guess signing to the Pittsburgh, I think. You know, I have, like, I don't think the issue was with this guy is he's over his head. It's like, I don't know if he's going to, you know, I mean, anything's going to change if you go to Pittsburgh. Because I felt like if you could learn from this coach, you know, going through cancer, and you got Alex going through the injury that, you know, he went through. But this guy was over his head. He wouldn't even come to practice on time or, you know, to watch the video, whatever they be doing in the facility. So he's always late. So I don't know if that's going to change in Pittsburgh. So I know Pittsburgh is a well-organized organization, but I just don't see it. I don't know. We'll see, but
new know, start. I think new start. He's fallen on his face once. I think if he doesn't get it this time, I don't think he's going to get it again. But I just think that franchise and the way that things are set up may be a good situation for him. You know, I know what he did before. Hell, and I'll speak from experience. I wasn't always who I am today. I wasn't always who I became as a football player. I was the guy that came late. I told you all last week, I was being named the captain, and I wasn't in the meeting. I was coming around the Beltway, okay? I've told you all, I got stopped before, DUI. I've done some bad stuff, but you could come out on the other side of it. So I'm never going to just say somebody did something, but this is what I say, just like I said earlier. He's going to have to want to change and figure it out. And I hope that he has. I hope to God I get a chance to speak with him because I think he needs some straight talk, okay? And I'm talking about like Coach Thompson used to say. He needs to be spoken in tongues. And I'm not talking about the tongues in the church. I'm talking about the tongues that when you spit knowledge, okay? It's called a little profanity laced, but it's directed at I mean well. I'm just going to tell it to you how you need to hear it. Because some people don't get it when you give it to them in a smooth manner. You got to be a little disruptive to them a little bit of time, and they'll figure it out. Let's go to G from the shop. What's up, G? How you doing, brother?
B-Mitch, love you, man.
Appreciate
it. Shout out Big Tony. He did call it, man. Shout out Big Tony. Man, at the most, two firsts, not three, and not five like Slim just called in and said before the break. You know what I'm saying? Talking about happy hour. You know I like to get roasted, but I ain't going for all that. I ain't giving up Chase Young like CN said this morning. He would entertain. Sweat, pain, McLaurin, they off limits too. You ain't see back in the day, you ain't see the Giants trying to trade Lawrence Taylor for somebody like Warren Moon. You know what I'm saying? They won with who they had, Sims and Hostetler. We won Super Bowls with non-Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So if I'm the GM, the most I give up two firsts, one third, and John Allen. And they can have Landon Collins for, man, 14 grams, man.
All right, bro. Appreciate you. Let's continue on. John in Jacksonville. What's up, Jay?
Hey, B-Mitch. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you. So I'm going to be realistic about this, okay? This is basically about a kid at Christmas who is going to get the nicest bike on the block and say, look what we have, look what we have. And it's going to be awesome and all this, but I think the cost is just going to be too great. I just don't see it happening. As much as I would love to see that, but I mean, we even had people down here in Jacksonville, even with all this getting Urban Meyer and getting the first pick, they were talking, well, what about trading Trevor Lawrence for Deshaun? I'm like, are you out of your mind? You know, it's just, and here's what I think. Okay. The Texans owner, Mr. McNair, passed away, and the son, I guess, is running it now.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think he's leaving. I think they're going to work things out. I think that if they let him go, you talk about alienating fans. with your best player, and after what Bill O'Brien let that receiver go to Arizona last year, which basically cost him his job,
yep.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to. But would I love to see it? Oh, without a doubt, like most of the callers, but you cannot touch that front four. You can, I mean, that is what – that has become the identity of the Washington football team. Don't you agree?
I think it's the identity, but I also think that front four could have played better than what they played. I'm still going to say the running game, and I go through every game, when we had to stop the run, we didn't stop the run. So however that has to happen, figure it out. So they could get better. I believe they can get better.
Yeah, but I think that the cost, I think it basically, to try to get him, it'd be like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think the cost is going to just be too much.
It may be. It may be, but, you know, I love the thought of it, though.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, John. Well, I'll say this. I've been riding bikes a lot lately. And I'm going to just say, sometimes the bike can make a difference. There's a bike out there called S-Works, okay? That's a SLR 7, I think it is, something like that. If you get that bike, and then I give you a regular, maybe a Cannondale, okay? And it's like a introductory bike, and you go ride up some hills, you're going to go up that hill easier with that S-Work. Sometimes it's worth it to pay that extra money for that bike. So DeSean may be that S-Works bike where you need to spend just a little bit more money for him. Let's go to Richard in Maryland. What's up, Rich?
What's up with you, B?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, all is well. Look, the whole thing, man, about Watson is this. He's a hell of a quarterback. Tough, mean dude, got a rack of heart. And I would love to get him. I know there's a lot of people that would doubt, you know, and not give up these players. But he's the type of player that as time goes on, and we ain't talking about no whole lot of time, he'll kind of like, you know, bring you to reality as far as who he is as the quarterback. But I don't think that we're going to get him. And logically, I think the closest quarterback to him would be this kid out of Ohio State. He's a tough kid, played with ribs banged up and all that. He throws all the passes. You know what I mean? You probably don't have to use but one draft pick to get him to move up. That's where I would go with that. And then the last thing I would like to say is, man, I want to give a hell and high honor to Joe Biden. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he's the nucleus between the first black president and then the first black vice president. That's big. All right, Doc.
All right, man. Appreciate you, brother. Tion, it's going to Telly in D.C. What's up, Telly?
Yo, what's going on, B? Miss Helen Redskins.
Same to you, brother.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. I will start off with the Haskins thing, man. Hey, look, I think that's a that'll be a good situation for him. I totally agree with you, V. Mitch. A lot of it is on him.
Oh,
he got to do what he got to do. He going to another football town, and they're about football over there. But I think if he put in that work, that's a perfect situation for him. They're coming in with a new offensive coordinator. I think he'll work out there, sitting behind Big Ben. And he show off. He should look good out there. But as far as Watson, I love to see Watson here. I love to see him here, but no way I'm touching nothing on my defense. Nah, we can make it work some other way. I love to see him here, but him coming here, definitely the offensive of scheme and playing got switched up. And so he won't be a victim of another quarterback killer here. But he could definitely – I definitely like that move if we do come here. Hell with the Redskins, you be easy, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate it. But I think about it. Every time I hear somebody say, I want him here, but we can't give up anything. What's that song? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me. You don't get something for nothing. And I think when we look at it in this game today, I think everybody says you have to have an elite quarterback to be able to do some things. And if you have a chance to get an elite quarterback, somebody is expendable, okay? I know a lot of people say this person, but Chase Young, no, I don't think he's – he just won Defensive Player of the Year. He came in and he lived up to the hype, you know. But there are some people that you could get a top-notch quarterback that you could have for the next 10 years, 12 years. You make a move. Whatever that's on, nothing from nothing, leave nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me, all right? If you want something, you got to give up something. You don't get something for nothing. It don't happen that way. Let's go to my man Don in Bowie. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on, B-Mitch?
How you doing, man?
All right, man. I was just, you know, thinking about the situation. Everybody's concerned about what just, you know, what we would have to give up to give to get a Deshaun Watson. But if I was in Deshaun Watson's circle, I would not advise him to come to the Washington Football Team organization because he's going to be stuck in the same situation as he's in with the Texans.
How's
that? Why would he leave the Texans to come in there? Because if the Texans aren't believing in him, aren't putting resources into his talents and make, you know, trying to build an organization around him, what makes you think they're going to do it here in D.C.?
I believe the new mindset is going to do it in D.C. I don't think I have been as critical as anybody else about this team in the past, but I don't see right now what I saw in the past, and that's why I get excited about things because I was never happy with Vinny, Bruce, I wasn't happy with damn Jay, but I have some level of excitement going on now with the way things are. Marty Herney, Martin Mayhew, Ron Rivera. I feel good about those things. Well, and I believe Dan has finally learned to step back.
A minority quarterback finding success with his organization means that you have to commit to that style of play, right?
Yeah.
And build to that style of play.
But Ron Rivera already has proven to you that he sticks to that style of play. He had Cam Newton, remember?
Right. But he had Cam Newton. And I believe Cam was probably the best athlete in the NFL. And okay. He wasted Cam. They forced Cam to try to play a certain style of football, whereas though if they committed to him like how the Ravens committed to Lamar, they would have won some Super Bowls.
Lamar tried to play
West Coast offense,
okay,
right?
Okay, let me ask you this question. Lamar, the Ravens commit to him in doing what?
They're building
the football the other day.
His style.
And Cam's style was exactly what was going on. They didn't make Cam do nothing that was outside of his realm of what his possibilities.
They didn't provide Cam any receivers. They weren't, you know, they didn't commit, meaning create an offense that's going to utilize his abilities. He could have been moving the pocket. He can run over anybody in the league.
But Cam tried that a lot on his own, too. I don't think Deshaun Watson plays that style where he's going to try to run over people. And Lamar Jackson, if they're committing to him, they sure not committing receivers that can run anything other than the go route. And that's not helping him out.
The jury's still out. If they bring him receivers, you can see the style of play that they're committing to Lamar, meaning that they're not trying to force him to play West Coast, sit back in the pocket and read receivers, right?
I just say this. Last year they offered a $100 million deal to Amari Cooper. They were trying to get another top-notch receiver in here. I believe you get a Deshaun Watson, they'll try to get a top-notch receiver in here. I don't think it's the same as it used to be. I think things are going to get better. That's just my feeling.
But look at what we just did to Dwayne Haskins, right?
Dwayne Haskins did a lot of stuff to himself. I don't think this is what they did to Dwayne Haskins.
It wasn't about what just Dwayne did to himself. If you're in a real football organization, you could have just separated ways. The narrative that came out from the Washington Football
Team. I'm not concerned about narrative, man. I'm not concerned about narrative when I see somebody doing a lot of stuff that jeopardizes themselves. If I don't want a certain narrative, then I'm damn sure not going to give you any ammunition to go with it. And I believe that a lot of ammunition was given from him.
He's a young guy, right? We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes, but you know what? Let's just be real, okay? That's true. Okay. We all make mistakes. But some people can't make the same mistakes as others. And I think we've been taught – I was taught that since I was a little kid. I'm sure you were taught when you was a little kid. You learned from it as you got older. Well, you can't keep using that excuse once you got older.
Okay, so there are only certain places where I feel a minority quarterback will be successful in the NFL. Pittsburgh would be one of them.
Okay.
any Andy Reid team will be another one.
All right, I'm happy, and I said it's I think it's a good move for him. But I want you to realize one thing: they won 3 Super Bowls here. One of them was led by no, 2 of them were led by minority quarterbacks. One was an Indian, and one was an African American in Washington D.C. Thanks for your call. Let's go. So think about it: they won 3. 2 people were my minority. An Indian is damn sure minority, and an African American damn sure minority. 2 people won it, didn't they? Come on, man. We can push this stuff. We can go we want. But eventually, we got to stop handcuffing ourselves to make it think that we can't do something. I don't give a damn what city I'm in. I'm going to have some level of success because I believe in me. And I also know how to play the game. See, the problem is too many of us want things to change, but we don't want to learn how to play the game. And I'm not talking about play the game as being some pushover. I'm talking about playing the game to be able to put yourself in a position to where you could be successful and also give that credence or give that damn pathway to somebody else. But if you automatically assume that you got to go to a certain city, let him take his ass up there to Pittsburgh and do what he did here. He'll be out of that town too. Let's stop that. Doug Williams won the Super Bowl here. First African-American quarterback. And then after that, okay, you know, Mark Rippon came and won another one. So don't tell me minorities can't win in D.C. That's a bunch of crap. Let's go to where the hell I'm going. I'm losing my damn mind. Let's go to Frank in Arlington. What's up, Frank?
Top of the day to you, B. Mitch. How you doing today?
I'm good, brother.
All right. All right. The prospect of Mr. Watson coming here, you had to treat this like a mob. You got to give him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
I think they need defense in H-Town. I think they can get somebody like Collins and some draft choices, and maybe they can work with it. Because right now, I think you can't let Cam Curl go.
Yeah, no, you can't.
And you can't let Reeves go, because both of them young and them coming. I see a horizon right now, and I think he was overshadowed. He was overshadowed, I'm talking about Watson, because the coach never looked at him about getting no input about how he was treating the rest of the players. So I think he would use a no clause to get him out of there. And I'm agreeing with you about Mr. Haskins. Sometimes you can talk your way into trouble and you can talk your way out of the trouble, but if you don't want to hear nobody and you got wax in your ears, then you get what you get.
Amen. Appreciate you, bro.
I feel like, hey, not a problem, sir. Top of the day to you.
All right, Frank. Thanks, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We get back. I'll finish up with some more of these phone calls. And Big Tony, I'm coming to you next. I know you've been holding on. I kind of got a little distracted there a little bit. But let's see what else is happening around the sports world.
Here's what's trending on the Team 980.
And this is what's trending. You just finished hearing us talk about getting a lot of phone calls on Dwayne Haskins has come to agreement with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I believe it's a damn good move for him and it's a great place for him to be to have some level of success. But I think that level of success is only going to come if the mindset and the approach changes. You have to definitely go out there and figure that out. And when we look at the Capitals, 4 people, Ovi, Orlov, Samsonov, and Kuznetsov, all Russian players, they were hanging out together. They may miss 4 games, okay? And when we're talking about a shortened season, that could be detrimental. So coming back, they better be on fire. We'll have that discussion tomorrow. Also, we'll have Pete Haley join us tomorrow to talk a little bit more about. I'm sure he'll be willing to give us his take on Dwayne Haskins and Deshaun Watson. This is the Brian Mitchell Show, Team 980, team980.com, and the radio.com app.
The Brian Mitchell Show on the Team 980 and the radio.com app.
Hi, breaking news. Head coach now of the New York Jets is Robert Saleh, former defensive coordinator of the 49ers, and Nick Sirianni, offensive coordinator of the Colts, is now the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. I guess he made Jeff Lurie understand that he's going to be dedicated to Carson Wentz and try to get him there. This guy realized, I gave a man $109 million. I want somebody to get him right because he's going to get my money. I need him to give me some performance. And I think Nick Sirianni, offensive coordinator, is definitely going to try that. Let's get back to some phone calls, and then we'll get to Chris Russell. Get his take on some things that are happening over there with the Washington Capitals. Let's go to Richmond and check out Reggie. What's up, Reg? How you doing, man?
Future Hall of Famer, Mr. Brian Mitchell. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, brother. How you doing, man?
Drink some water. Drink some water, brother. You're getting hot. I got to give you some cold water. Cool off. I know when you sitting in the seat to take the heat, to bring it hard to the microphone. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, man.
Coach Butch McAdams will be proud of you, man, as well as my man, other people, Mr. Al Bell. But my thing is that great man, a Cap Alpha South in Pittsburgh, is going to really put the heart to Mr. Dwayne Haskins. He's not going to play with him.
Yeah.
And I think the brother needs some tough love, because the bottom line is that, Mr. Mitchell, I say and I say it again, the radio family does not understand how lucky they are to have a person like you and Doc that get perspective of former NFL players who, by the way, won a Super Bowl. I don't know where these people come in here thinking they know more than you when you blood, sweat, play the game, and have a ring to show for it. So, again, my brother, keep up the good work. And, again, Washington, you better appreciate what you got, because if Mr. Mitchell leaves, then what you going to do? Take care, family.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Hey, I don't think I know a lot. I just talk a little bit about it. Let's go to Chen in Potomac. What's up, Chen?
Hey.
How you doing?
A couple of things. Look, I am far left of left to the point I'm basically a socialist and all that. But if I hear anyone else kind of talk or imply that there was some kind of racist mishandling of Robert Griffin and Dwayne Haskins, I'm just going to puke. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Where did you hear that on this show today, dude? Nobody said nothing like that on this show today.
Sorry?
Nobody said that on this show today.
Not you, but one of the callers basically implied that the Redskins can't handle a black quarterback.
No, he said that for a minority quarterback to be successful. I don't think he said nobody can handle a quarterback, but it is what it is. Just give me what your take on a sports thing. Let's move forward. I understand what you're talking about, but go ahead.
Sure. So the two things. One, Wayne Haskins have much touch and pocket presence, so I don't know what the Steelers are going to do. But the second thing is, I'm not sure we should be chasing Deshaun. I think it's going to be too expensive with too many picks, and not only that, but he's going to count $40 million against the cap next year, which means you're going to have to give up at least one, if not two, pieces of your defensive line. And as crazy as this may sound, I would rather stick with Heinicke for the next few years and keep rest of the team and build a strong team around it.
I understand. That sounds crazy. If you could get Deshaun Watson, that is crazy. Thanks for your call, though. But listen, man, let's get the thing straight, okay? I don't know why in this area we think that we're going to win everything without paying anybody. All the teams that are in the damn rankings in the Final Four this week, you got a $40 million guy. You got a guy who's making 25 because he already made about 200 and something million in Tom Brady. You have a $450 million guy in Patrick Mahomes. And you have Josh Allen, who's going to be writing his own check later. You don't win with average. So let's stop thinking that we could just build and we're not going to have to spend money. If you're going to be competing with the ones that are spending money, you damn well better be spending some money too. Big Tony, what's happening, man?
What's going on, my favorite ballhead brother?
I'm good.
Hey, look here, man. I'm going to give you the unbiased from outside the Redskin joint. Hey, all you Redskin bammers that don't think that you need Deshaun, take Deshaun, give up everybody except Chase, give him what you want. Because you know what? When you're picking, you're going to be picking back in the 20s. So that pick don't really mean nothing. So you still got your seconds that you can still do work with. Now, B. Mitch, I've been telling you since that Bama got cut, send him to Pittsburgh. We got receivers. Ben's going to be riding out later. You got a coach that can handle them. And now the actual quarterback coach is now the offensive coordinator. And this is before I even talk to you. So, yeah, send Haskins to Pittsburgh if he does it, if he goes. He's got all the weapons. He's got to get it. Oh, and all you people that says Redskins you like the Redskins? Dude, you ain't been to Pittsburgh. When you're born, you got black and gold on your ass, and that's the bottom line. If you're on the other side, you got Philly. You got them Philly colors, B-Mitch. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So all you people that's sitting here talking about, oh, this, that, and other, no, man. You born and you up in Pittsburgh, that's going to be your bottom line. And another thing, B-Mitch, You take it easy, man. I ain't even gonna call you no name today,
all right,
man.
Because you're not. I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. All right, let's get Derek real quick. What's up, Derek? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to I know you wanted to move forward, man, but I'm sorry, man. The guy did say that, you know, the minority quarterback wouldn't fit in Washington. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe that. And, you know, I
shut that down. We have two Super Bowls out of the three where we have minority quarterbacks.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, you're right. Doug Williams did come here and win a Super Bowl for us. Now, what I'm going to say is that, you know, with Dwayne Haskins, man, you could change the setting all you want to. You got to change the person. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You know what I mean? You can go to Pittsburgh, you can go to Seattle, wherever you want to. And Deshaun Watson would be great here. But you know, I'm sorry, you're right. Who are we gonna give up? I don't know, man. But you know, I mean, if we give up Chase Young, or our defense carried us to the playoffs this year, basically. Yeah. Our quarterbacks came in and, you know, they helped us out, but really our defense did it. So, you know, if we get rid of Chase Young and Montez and all these guys, we right back where we started.
Yeah,
we got a quarterback, but now he don't got no help.
Yep. Appreciate your call, man. But I don't think Chase Young going anywhere. Let's get ready now for the handoff. What's up, Chris? How you doing, brother?
How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Got a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of breaking news here. Yeah. But I need to get your take on the Caps real quick.
Yeah.
Four people sitting in a room together. I understand it. But what is different about them sitting on an airplane than sitting in a room?
The only thing I can figure out, B. Mitch, is that I know what the rule is, that you're not supposed to leave your room. Got it. I totally get what you're saying. Totally get it. Locker room, ice, plane, all that. The only thing I can wonder, and I don't know, is if they were wearing the masks and if they were able to prove that they were wearing the masks, could they have gotten away with this in terms of, you know, because this is not a suspension, but Laviolette is saying that he believes it's four games and then it's under review. But my understanding, based on what J.J. Reagan wrote last night, was that there was no, like, mandatory minimum. You know how, like, you have to sit out, like, a certain amount of games or whatever in other sports where you have to sit out a certain amount? My understanding is there's no mandatory minimum here, so I'm a little confused on why, okay, we're going at four games for four guys, including these four guys. You're talking about the best player on earth. You're talking about Kuznetsov, who's, you know, been pretty hot to start off the year, quite honestly. Your starting goaltender and your top line defenseman. This is a crippling blow for the Caps.
It definitely is. Who you have coming up on the show, man?
We got a bunch of guys. Michael Phillips from Richmond, going to talk Washington football, and Virginia Gambling, which just went live just moments ago, B-Mitch. So we're going to talk a lot about that. Art DeCesar from Vegas at the Link Sportsbook. So we're going to talk about the impact on, again, Virginia Gambling and state gambling and also the conference championships and all of that stuff. Plus, we're going to talk to Pat Donovan from Tampa for the little Bucks preview, and then Doug Russell from Green Bay, who's covered the Packers. Unfortunately, not only are they in the conference championship, but Ted Thompson passing away, I guess the word is. So we will talk about that and kind of cover it all.
All right, back to 3-7, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, make sure you tune into the Chris Russell Show, 3-7. He's going to bring you some stuff. He's going to be on fire. Remember, this is the Brian Mitchell Show. We thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Hopefully the show is as fiery and exciting as it was today. I think somebody from Tampa Bay will call us tomorrow. Peace.